La Croix, that's the cross. Well, there you go.
Amen.
That's in the French version with Roger Doucet.
That's awesome.
Roger Doucet singing the national anthem back in the heady days of the Montreal Forum. Well, all right, we're talking about the national anthem projected or these proposed changes to it that take God out of it and take out the reference to "in all thy son's command." This is now being proposed yet again, and the question is whether or not you support it. Greta does, and Charles not so much. How about Keishi and Markham? Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, and you?
Good.
I'm doing well, thank you. I just wanted to ask the Reverend how he reacts to the fact that "in all thy son's command" was not the original lyrics, and that was actually changed as well. So wouldn't it make sense by his argument to go back to the original lyrics?
No, because it's been the lyric for 100 years, and it's been the lyric that has built this country, so let's leave it alone. We've already had this discussion a couple years ago, and you don't have to go back to something 200 years ago or 300 years ago. We have to look at our history, and over the last 100 years, this has been our national anthem, so don't touch it.
But all you're right. Always yelling about the Founding Fathers. Now we need to go back to that. That's more than revision dates.
No, we have to look at what has made this country the greatest country in the world and maintain it.
And what does make this the greatest country in the world? Most studies show
freedom.
That it's not.
There are tons of free countries. No,
Charles.
There are not. Unfortunately.
Absolutely, there are.
Our legal system that is based on the Ten Commandments, that is based on the
Bible.
Actually,
it's rooted in common law,
which is all based on 100 years old.
No, so maybe we should let that go.
Go back to the Magna Carta and go back 800 plus years.
All right, let me go back to the lines. John in Woodbridge, would you favor changing the lyrics to the national anthem?
Not at all. Actually, my wife made me call in and wants to know why Greta doesn't do something useful with her time.
I'm going to ask
for all the husbands, because mostly a lot of men call in. I'm going to ask them to ask their wives and girlfriends to call in, because Greta, you're going to get crushed on this. And if the lyrics change, you're going to have 16,000 people booing at the end at every Canadian hockey game, and stop stirring the pot. Every week you come up and you babble and put me into a coma.
Okay, well, there would have been 16,000 people that didn't want to give women the vote, and 16,000 people that didn't want blacks to vote, and 16,000 people that wouldn't allow people to get remarried
nonsense.
After they'd been divorced.
Nonsense,
I mean, there's
nonsense.
Always going to be groups that are histrionically against any kind of change in culture or society. So go ahead and boo, but the changes will come.
Let's
and
go,
are
you kidding? You know who gave women the right to vote? The Women's Christian Temperance Union. In 1928, my grandmother was a part of this.
Yeah, but they took away
this.
Your right Nellie to McClung. Drink, Charles.
You know what? No, they didn't. This is not America. And you know what? That is the history of Canada, so don't go and make it into something that's not.
But the reality is, Charles, I wasn't making it into anything. I was saying,
sure.
As that change took place, who lined up and said, rah, rah, rah? Not the majority of people. It came about because a few people started saying, this is wrong.
All right, let's go to George in Milton. George, would you favor changing the lyrics?
Oh, it's fine the way it is. What is she going to do next? Go after Mr. Sub? Because it's Mr.? Like, where does it end? Like the guy said, it's been this way for 100 years. Is this bothering somebody? Is it really upsetting somebody?
Yeah, it's upsetting Margaret Atwood. It's upsetting Kim Campbell. It's upsetting a couple of senators like Adrienne Clarkson.
Because they've got nothing better to worry about in their life than a song?
Well,
I love it. I mean, are they that shallow? Are you that shallow, Greta, that a little word like sons is offensive to you? Don't you have a son?
Go ahead, Charles. Go ahead.
Let's go to Dean on the 401. Dino, what do you say?
Well, actually, I'm going to be on Greta's side this time. On only one account. The son, I do kind of agree with Greta. We're in a different time. Women have stepped up to the plate and helped this country become what it is. But I will disagree with Greta on the God part because of the fact that it is a minority group. So I'm tired of Canada catering to a minority group. What's next? We're going to get rid of Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday? Like, I mean, when does it end? But I do agree with the son. And Greta, I will stand by you on that one. I do agree women should be acknowledged as well as the son. The daughters did help and make this country great. Thank you. That's my 2 cents.
All right. And by the way, Christmas and Easter and all these holidays are already expunged from our classrooms, so it's not long until the politically correct crazies really completely take over this country.
Well, right. In this great free country where they are allowed to actually have a say in things.
Well, give
you know,
us
that country
a,
that you, give, that no, you say you know is so important because it has, is you know ripe with freedoms.
No, when you leave
so
it to the
minorities
people,
not have rights?
When you leave it to the people say no, and they already said no a couple of years ago when the prime minister wrongfully put this into his throne speech. Let's hope it's not in his throne speech on October 15th.
All right. Hey, by the way, something else that's coming up a few days after that, on October the 19th, here in Toronto, I guess it's at OISE, the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education. They've got a symposium called Bodies at Play. And there's a lecturer, a guest lecturer, who's been invited to come to town and speak to the folks there. And Charles, you have flagged this. It's a Dr. James Kincaid, who is billed as a, quote, theoretical pedophile. Tell us what this is about. Well, what's a theoretical pedophile?
Well,
who is this guy?
That's what he calls himself, and he uses the personal pronoun we to describe himself as a pedophile. And he's written a book called Child Loving. In fact, most of his books are all about defending the principle of men having sex with little boys and little girls. We have an epidemic in our society. We have a prime minister who's saying he's going to get tough on sex crimes against children. And now we have OISE, the U of T, holding this Bodies at Play symposium and bringing in a well-known NAMBLA-supporting Dr. Kincaid, child-loving author, to be their keynote speaker to teach our teachers how to teach our children. I mean, the Scotland Yard has flagged this, New York Times, the Daily Mail have excoriated this man. This man should not be allowed in the country because he's advocating criminal behavior against our children.
I want to be clear on that. Is he in fact doing that? Is that a matter of
record? That's my opinion.
Oh, that's your opinion. Well, look, when he says, you know, about child loving, I want to be very careful here. I want to just, before we jump the gun, a lot of people do love children, love their children, and but you're saying he goes beyond this. There's something sinister in his motives.
Well, NAMBLA uses his material to justify NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. They use his material to justify having sex with little children.
And in what sense? How could he possibly justify that in this day and age? This is like repugnant.
You know, in his book Child Loving, he says that this construct called child never existed except for in Victorian times when they wanted to control children, and they created a myth. He calls it a myth that there are child molesters out there, that so the Victorians would then scare little children from going out to play, and therefore the little children would stay in the protected homes. And he calls this a myth, but it's not a myth. We are arresting these pedophiles and every day. And in fact, this comes on the heels of OISE professor Dr. Benjamin Levin, who just recently got arrested and charged with numerous counts of making child pornography. So it's not a myth. It creates real harm against children, and we shouldn't be bringing pedophile apologists to teach our teachers what to teach in their schools.
All right, so
be stopped by a prime minister if he's serious.
Well, you have taken out a letter. Yeah. You've actually written a letter to Chris Alexander, who is the citizenship and immigration minister in Canada, and you're asking him to stop this guy from coming to speak at the OISE symposium on the 19th of October.
Sure. Well, for 4 years, my Institute for Canadian Values has waged war on this issue of pedophilia, and the Prime Minister already passed a law creating a one-year mandatory minimum sentence for child rapists. We said that's not enough. He's gone back to the drawing board. In his throne speech, he's going to talk about getting tough and creating larger mandatory minimums and getting rid of concurrent sentencing, so you'll have to serve consecutive sentences if you have raped more than one child. He is getting tough on pedophilia, but unfortunately our educators are getting soft on it and bringing a notorious man like James Kincaid
into OISE. I want to be sure that we're bulletproof on how we're condemning him and indicting him. Has he faced any criminal charges or convictions in other precincts?
No, he's very skillful at using language like theoretical pedophile and then saying that we pedophiles then saying he's only going through an academic exercise of defending pedophilia. I don't believe he has entered into any court on anything like this, but Scotland Yard has flagged him. Conservative members of parliament in the UK have wanted to ban his books.
Is this a matter of academia opening up an avenue to somebody who might be, let's call it, contentious, provocative, controversial?
Well, you know what? There may be that, or it may be that Dr. Ben Levin didn't get charged with his offenses. But you know what? Is there a pattern occurring here? This is what I'm asking. I mean, if you read the material, John, you'll throw up. And I've read some of his books, and they are disgusting. They are filthy, and they put children at risk, in my opinion, and they should not be permitted in our education. Homes.
All right, and so you've written the minister and imploring him to keep this gentleman or this man from coming to OISE to speak on the 19th. Well, we'll suspend our judgment till we have further detail on exactly what his writings are. If you want to send those along, I'd be very much appreciative of that. Listen, I don't think Greta's got a point of view to offer on this one.
I really don't. I don't know the work of Kincaid. I don't know the reasons that OISE would bring him in. The idea of a theoretical pedophilia. I mean, are rappers theoretical misogynists? They just tell you to beat your wife, but they don't do it. I mean, I don't know what theoretical pedophilia, what the merits of that could possibly be. So I can't weigh in on this conversation.
Well, I think that
we need to be very cautious in this area. Absolutely. The idea of a myth of childhood, as much as, Charles, if you were a Victorian, you might have been against that because it would have been less than 200 years old. I think that we have now an understanding of childhood that is very, very different from what it is that Kincaid is proposing or arguing, from what I understand.
How about NAMBLA? Should they be outlawed?
Well, I don't think they exist in Canada, but they should be outlawed. An association to promote the man-boy love, sex with little boys, it should. This is a crime. We need to protect our children. You know, John, if we can't protect our little boys and girls, is there any good in us?
Well, we'll have to see exactly how this one plays out on the 19th, if in fact this is the individual that OISE is inviting up here. All the things that you say he represents certainly would be a flag.
But I might encourage people to write Chris Alexander about, I mean, as the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration, as I have, about the number of children that are refugees from Syria, over the number of children that live in Wales are now living in refugee camps. And Chris Alexander has done nothing to open our borders.
We've had that discussion in the past. Greta, you believe that we have a duty, a moral responsibility as a compassionate nation to bring in as many as we possibly can.
So raise that when you get in touch with him about Mr. Kincaid.
Thank you.
And then let's protect them when they get here.
Let's
Absolutely.
Leave on that note. Thank you both.
Thank you, Reverend Dr. Charles
McVitie, Greta Vosper, and the Culture Warriors have now adjourned.